Vayezor chapter 2, Mishnah 6. Elu dvarim shel goyim asurin. So these things are from a non-Jewish person are forbidden. Vayin isurin isur hanor. But it's not forbidden for benefit. It's just forbidden to eat them. And they are chalav shechalva goy v'en Yisrael ra'ayu, the famous one. Milk that has been milked without any Jewish supervision. And why? As we know, because we worried that he'll mix in milk from a treifa animal. So it needs to be watched. Vapas bread. Now this is bread of an individual, not bread of a baker. And why? This is a decree against intermarrying. Vashemin shalen and oil, but Rebu based in Ohetira b'shemin. They initially forbid oil, but then came back and they retracted that. Rebu is based and changed that. Otherwise, oil would need special hashkocha like milk basically. Ushlakos, he says cooked foods, that's bishul akum. Ukvashin shadarkan lases lesochan yan. He says also things which they used to put in it wine. Right? Obviously vachomets and vinegar, because obviously over there you've got the wine problem. But taris trufa was some kind of minced fish. Problem over here is that you can't tell what went into this minced fish. That could be kosher and unkosher species, so that was forbidden. But tzir she'ein badaga kilbis shoteteswa. He says, and also not only the minced fish, but brine which does not have any stickleback fish floating in. So stickleback, says the Kati, was some kind of small fish that grew in the brine of permitted fish, but not in the brine of unclean fish. Yeah, it's a bit of a grew. Yeah, it's a bit of a strange thing. So, but doesn't have any of these fish floating in it. I mean, maybe it was some kind of bacteria, I don't know. You know, maybe it's not like really...
It's a fish.
Okay, but I mean, it'd be interesting to see what...
In psychology, we'll learn the most people.
Okay, so...
The breeding, they've got certain habits.
Okay.
Male and female.
All right, so it says if it grows in the brine, then it's permitted. So maybe it didn't grow from nothing. Maybe they put it in the brine and it grows, it doesn't die. Yeah. So maybe that's what he's talking about. It's not very clear. V'achilak, also the next category, a chilak fish, which is also some type of small fish, but it didn't have skins and scales. I mean, didn't have fins and scales when it's little, so you couldn't eat it. Even though it grew up to have them, you couldn't eat it because you're worried you might get mixed up with other types of fish. The korat shel chiltis, he says, a grain of asafida, which is what some kind of spicy plant. If it was chopped up with a knife of a non-Jew, the fact that it was spicy plus the cutting of the knife, brought some kind of melach salkoinis. This salkoinis salt, which was a salt mixed with spices, but he says they used to mix in lard and fat from unclean fishes, so you couldn't have that either. Harei elu asurin, so all of these things are forbidden. Ve'ein isurin isur hanol, and they were, but you were allowed to get benefit from them. You just weren't allowed to eat them.